Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. We've got Larry on the phone down there for updating. And what's new down there, Larry?
Oh, just that old, cold, nasty, chilly weather.
Yeah. I was just watching. I don't know whether this is real or not. It looks extremely real. He goes by the name of Dutch Digger News. It was live streamed 2 a.m. on the 26th. So that'd be last night, or this morning, actually. Of hundreds of buses and military type and odd looking vehicles streaming into towards the Capitol, and he's likening it to mass arrests. However, you said you've heard that they're bringing in a whole lot more troops. So which is it?
Well, I don't know, but, you know, after 4+ years and Trump no longer in office, I'm trying to think what you can do to convince me they've actually indicted somebody.
Yeah, because they never have done anything before. But I suppose that doesn't mean they couldn't have. But there has not, I had not heard anything on Fox or anywhere else. Have you? About a mass influx of more troops or any such thing?
Yeah,
it was done at night. It was done at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Well, I have heard that they're bringing in more troops, that three states are recalling their National Guard members out of Washington, and that they've ordered more troops in. And I heard... reading the data that's out there, that originally they were going to keep troops in Washington to secure it until March, but I'm hearing now rumors that they may stay till May. So basically what the American people, you know, I don't know what it takes for the American people to look at Washington, D.C. and realize you don't own it. It's not yours. It's not even public. Hello?
Yeah, they basically shut it down. Hunger Games, you know, you get in by permission only. Kind of an interesting stream. It's on Rumble that I found it, and it was sent to me by a Christian lady, and he says, you know, listening to the chatter, I guess, you know, police scanners and whatnot. He thought it was probably arrests, but it more likely, like you were saying, is probably either troop removal or troop coming in. There was no way you could tell because you can't, not that hour of the night, you can't look into these things anyway. They all have darkened windows, so you can't tell if people are in there or empty. But anyway, I just thought it was kind of interesting. Because even Fox News or the rest of them aren't covering it. And he made a point of that. He said, there is nobody here. Nobody here at all. And he said he got involved because he was hearing all kinds of stuff about gunfire and riots and all kinds of things going on in Washington. And he said, I was there and nothing was going on. And it's all just one big scam operation. So who knows? You know, it's kind of like everything else. Go ahead.
It's a massive scam operation put on by the deep state, Congress, the Supreme Court, and I suppose the Democrats and the rhinos. And the only people that are on the outside of the barbed wire appear to be Trump supporters that are very far away All the and this is what's interesting too, Stuart. Very interesting, I thought. I posted this today. The Geller Report put it out, but other news backed it up. Listen to this. Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat, Hawaii, warns domestic terrorism bill by the Democrats is targeting almost one half of the United States. It says that Gabbard has warned that the Democratic bill is damning and undermines all civil liberty in this nation. So that's what we've got coming. We've got an armed camp that they call Washington, D.C., that belongs to no one in the public. It's an armed camp. It's a blackout situation. You don't see people walking the streets in freedom. You don't see it. You see a lot of troops and some, security and police. But it's become an armed state, Stuart. And what are they armed against? They're armed against a president that's not in office while they're trying to impeach him to remove him from an office he's not even in. Now, you tell me this ain't Babel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no question about it. It says here, this is kind of an interesting article on what you were just talking about, Robert Wheeler. After 9/11, the entire country collectively lost its mind because of fear. During that time, all civil and constitutional rights were shredded and replaced with the USA Patriot Act. 20 years later, the U.S. has again lost its collective mind, this time in fear of a virus and its super mutations and a riot at the Capitol. What was called the Domestic Terrorism Prevention Act of 2021. Essentially, it criminalizes free speech, expression, and thought. It takes cancel culture a step forward, all but outlaws all unpopular opinions. This act will empower intelligence, law enforcement, and military wings of the American ruling class to crack down on individuals adhering to certain belief systems, ideologies. Now, this goes all the way back, Larry, as you know. Remember the FBI's Project Megiddo, which was, at the time it came out, I warned the Christians. I said, this is a shot across the bow of what they intend to do down the road. And then, of course, we had all those releases from fusion centers targeting all kinds of people, but mostly Christians, patriots, those are like motherhood, apple pie, et cetera, et cetera. So unless something really strange is going on in Washington and all of that, no, we're in a lot of trouble. As she said, this makes up an unholy alliance of religious extremists, racists, bigots, even libertarians. Well, of course, remember Brennan said the same thing. That's what he said. And as far as I can tell, they haven't backed off from this. They're setting the stage for the roundup. I think it's probably the Red List. Remember the Red List long ago that everybody was warning about and the arrest warrants that were sitting in computers just waiting for a push of a button? And then would go out with all these warrants and arrest you. Well, the warrant isn't worth the paper it's written on. But I don't know how the American people are going to respond if there is such a thing as a mass arrest of this type. My hope would be that they would knock off any of these people that come to arrest them with phony warrants and make it so expensive for them that they don't even dare go out to arrest anybody at 3 o'clock in the morning. I remember that Solzhenitsyn over in Russia, he said, had we known what our fate was going to be when we were being rounded up and arrested, we'd have used every weapon we could come up with, and we would make it so frightening that these people wouldn't dare come out at 3 o'clock in the morning and arrest us. But I don't see that backbone in the American people anymore, do you?
No, and it seems like we can't learn what insanity is. And that's doing the same thing over and over when it fails every time.
Yes, like reelecting the same people over and over again and expecting a different result. The American people have been scammed, of course, for a long, long time, and it's just a psyops operation from start to finish. Inside a huge psyops operation that encompasses the entire human race. And, of course, that psyops operation is Satan himself. And he's done a marvelous job at what he does. Anyway, Tulsi said the bill would create a dangerous undermining of our civil liberties and freedoms in our Constitution. You start looking at obviously have to be a white person, obviously male, libertarians, anyone who loves freedom, liberty, maybe has an American flag outside their house, or people who, you know, attended a Trump rally. So there you go. And the American people are sitting back. I see nothing going on. I see no pushback. Have you? I don't see the National Guard, really, other than on the side of Biden. I don't see where the militia is. I'm watching sheriff departments and sheriff deputies and police departments and police going around and enforcing whatever they're told to enforce. I suppose, you know, well, I'll get paid if I do what I'm told. I'll lose my job if I don't. And, of course, that's probably a big item. And I don't know. What else you got? What you got you want to bring up?
Well, I don't know. You just asked me a question.
You said
you asked me a question. What do you see happening that might counter what we're seeing come out of Washington? And I've got an answer to that, possibly. Let me read this headline and get your opinion, because it's really, really interesting, because this theory that you and I talked about earlier today, even, it links in to Jeremiah, ruler against ruler.
Yep.
And listen to this. It's the headline. Texas House bill introduced in state of Texas for a vote, public vote on secession from the United States. House bill 1359, the Texas Independence Referendum Act, is to develop a plan for Texas to receive independence. It is similar to the Brexit, and it takes the vote to secede from the nation to the people. So, Stuart, and I'm also hearing there's a couple of other states that are also considering an avenue to have a pact possibly with the new Texas if it decides to do this. So there you are, Stuart. Maybe the people don't rise up, but the Bible's very clear, ruler against ruler.
Yes. Yes, it is. And what would you have? You'd have Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, maybe even Alabama, all connecting together and forming their unit. And it was the Norwegian prophet, Johansson, right, who said Jesus told him about that the United States was going to break up into four or five units. And it appears like we're watching this happen. And so this could easily degenerate into major conflict, depending on what Biden does. And I don't think it's Biden, personally. I think it's Obama running everything from the darkness.
Yeah, there's actually a so-called whistleblowers came out that was part of the recording group that goes around with presidents to even overseas to write down what happens, you know, between the presidents and the leadership that they talk to, and he flew with Biden, and he was with Bush also, and he came out and said that Joseph Biden, he said that man's, he says he's window dressing. He said he's not running anything. He says there's a handler been brought in that handles him, and he even gave the name. He said the handler's name is Susan Rice, and said Susan Rice answers to Barack Obama.
Yes. You may remember, and I got the video clip of it, where Obama said, yeah, I'd love to do a third term, but I don't want to be president. I want to run it from my basement. And I want to tell the front man, or, you know, Biden, basically, is how that would be, or Harris, what to do and what to say. And that may be exactly what we're going to watch. There's something going on far, far more sinister than anything you or I could probably even imagine. And I don't know. It just, it's too bad. Here's something that's kind of interesting. Chief Epidemiologist, I can never pronounce that. These are the guys who work in the level 4 labs, and they work with viruses. Anyway, he's the chief one of the Chinese CDC. This is what he says. They didn't isolate the virus. He said they didn't. No. They have never seen the alleged virus code or isolated it from other genetic material, bacteria, and toxins in a laboratory. Instead, they created a computer-generated fiction to terrify the world into accepting fascism. So I don't, you know, we're just being scammed on every front. And there's nothing you can do about it. And meanwhile, I wanted to jump over here to the Middle East. It says Syrian troops spotted amassing near Israel's Mount Hermon border. What in the world is going on over there? I know you follow that fairly close.
Well, we've heard for some time that Iran is wanting to push a frontal attack and try to take back the Golan Heights. And they have, you know, Iranian and Syrian troops and Hezbollah and all of those forces down in that region around, I believe it's Quintera, that is within, I guess, shooting range of the line where Israel has drawn across the Golan Heights. So there are, have been rumors that they're wanting to do a surprise attack to take down those high places. And, of course, you and I both talked about how those high places, that Golan Heights really has incredible not only Nephilim history, basically,
yes,
but also, you know, off-worlders, if you want to call them that, the fallen angels, et cetera, that came,
yep,
down. And at the same time, it's a satanic or an occultic background to all of that. So we're looking at not only, you know, the visible realm that's shaking and getting ready to go to war, we're also looking at the same situation in the invisible realm around this area.
Yeah, and it makes you wonder just exactly how close is this disclosure going to happen, where they disclose themselves. Here's a headline. I took this off of Steve Quayle's site. Navy UFO patent documents talk of a space-time modification weapon. So they're talking about portals, manufacturing, you know, all that sort of stuff. Detailed experimental testing, Steve says, these reverse-engineered patents are all about accelerating the alien disclosure. Yeah, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? And the sightings are just going off the roof. All over the world. So, I don't know. What do you do? What else do you have? Anything?
Well, also to talk, you know, what you were actually talking about too is the fact that it appears that the Biden administration is quickly moving to go to war again in the Middle East and possibly other locations in the world. They've actually now, this is from Debcafile, they've now sent in, says a U.S. Red Sea deployment to counter the Iranian threat. U.S. Has marked a Red Sea port of Yanbu as a U.S. military base and two new Saudi Arabian airfields to bring in troops to. So, you know, and also we've also seen the data that doesn't make it to mainstream, that the minute Biden got in office, that the military sent their troops again back into Syria after Trump had pulled them out. So they're going back into their energy war there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll tell you what, this thing is getting very, very complicated. I did find that quote from Barack Obama. I just want to read it to everybody. That this is what he said. He said it on the Stephen Colbert show last year, where he said he never wished for a third term, but if he could have a stand-in or a front man that wouldn't mind telling that person what to say. And exactly stated, if I could make an arrangement where I had a stand-in, a front man or a front woman, that they had an earpiece in, and I was just in my basement, in my sweats, looking through the stuff, and I could sort of deliver the lines, but somebody else was doing all the talking and the ceremony, I'd be fine with that, because I found the work fascinating. So, folks, there's something going on in Washington, other than a communist coup that has been very, very successful, and the American people are sitting here still twiddling their thumbs. The so-called militia evidently is twiddling their thumbs. Everybody seems to be sitting back and enjoying the destruction of their nation. And it's getting kind of scary, actually, but not because of what Biden and his people are doing, but because of the reaction of the American people. That's what's frightening. And anyway, it says here, DHS issues new terror advisory on domestic violent extremists who object to the presidential transition. Now, that may be why all those extra troops are pouring in. It says here on Wednesday, the Department of Homeland Security issued a brand new national Terrorism Advisory System Bulletin on the NTAS for the United States. Past updated bulletins in more normal times typically mention not being aware of a specific or credible threats, or there is often vague warnings of a potential Iranian threat. But the newest DHS posting emphasized the domestic threat. Ideologically motivated violent extremists was objections to the presidential transition. That leads credence to what you were saying. They're fortifying Washington, most likely.
Well, Stuart, that just makes you wonder what is the primary defense position in America right now, and the primary defense position in America is against Trump supporters, whether they be conservatives or whether they be patriots or whether they be religious or whatever. And so what we're looking at, we're not concerned, and you can look outside, you can look around at the intelligence agencies and the FBI and the DOJ, they're not working our real criminals, and they're not working our enemies from overseas that's going to come against us, and we know that they are. Prophecy says so. They're not guarding against them. They're working against an attack, basically, by the people that don't like Biden, I guess, and where are they at? I mean, can you point out in America anywhere with a satellite and show me where a massive army of patriots and conservatives are marching on anybody?
Yeah, no, they're sitting at home, and that's too bad. And it doesn't make any difference. It's like now they're coming out, I think it was Fossey said, well, now you should be wearing two masks. And then somebody else piped up and said, no, experts now say Americans should be wearing 3 masks. Well, I think people should be wearing 6 masks, and I think they should wash them 6 times a day, and they should go outside, do 10 turnarounds 6 times a day so that they have their 666 and show their total insanity. I mean, this is getting to the point where it is so insane, you can't even begin to believe that people are going to put up with this. And yet they are. Now, here's another headline. U.S. actively looking at mandating COVID-19 testing for domestic air travel. And, of course, Biden just issued a thing about you got to wear a mask on any transit that's public. Buses, probably taxis would be included, trains, wherever, you got to have a mask on. And those masks, you know, it's incredible, absolutely worthless. But, you know, that is the scientific proof. They're worthless. But if you can get the people to believe it, if you can get more than half of the people to believe it, you're in a lot of trouble. And I think that's where we're at now with the American people. You've got more than half of them now that are believing all this propaganda. And that's what makes it so dangerous. Because they will simply turn on anybody who doesn't believe it, whose head is screwed on right, who's not totally under the witchcraft spell, and wants to defend the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, wants to defend their family and their children, et cetera, et cetera. But you've got too many of these people now that are dumbed down. I don't know how you fight it. I don't know if you can fight it. What do you think?
Well, I've been sitting back and wondering when they're going to come out with a body condom that everybody can wear.
Yeah, you got that right. In fact, you know, I was laughing, but there was literally a guy trying to sell these full-scale suits, you know, that they use for biolabs. Yeah, he was trying to sell them to people. This is the only safe way that you can go outside. So, of course, probably $5,000 a suit, but, you know, fear. What else you got before we close?
Well, I was also going to mention real quick, maybe we can enlarge on it. I know we're running out of time on Friday night. But
yes.
Ed Dames came out with a new video today, and I was shocked at what he said because he basically titled it, he said, "The Final Countdown, Death of America Has Begun."
Wow, for him, yeah. He's pretty much of an optimist. Wow. Well, it has. Bible prophecy says so. Folks, read Jeremiah 50:51. Read about the filling our nation full of foreign troops who rise up. Read about how God's people are rounded up and put into camps. It's all in there. Ruler against ruler. It's all in there. And people just aren't paying any attention to it. It's like Psalm 2. We've been talking about Psalm 2 for I don't know how long. Psalm 2 is the basis of all modern-day prophecy. What you're watching, really, is just the Psalm 2 war and the rich men rising up. And God says, oh, I think I've had enough of you people. It destroys them all. And so we are unfortunately caught in this takeover of evil. This is the rise of the United Nations. The United Nations is a communist, satanically controlled operation. Any communist is a satanic, been taken over. It is absolutely antichrist to its core. They are destroyers, and they don't care about anything else except their agenda. And last word, Larry. Yeah, we'll be on Friday with more time.
It's amazing to me, Stuart, how this scenario we find ourselves in with the Biden administration and what goes with it, it is so close to the Hunger Games, it just makes you shake your head.
Yeah, you know, you're right, actually, and they may start that for entertainment. I don't know if people ever watched the movie Rollerball. And if you haven't seen it, you need to go watch it. It's basically where it's a fascist takeover of the world, basically, where the corporations are controlling everything. Well, that's exactly what's happening. These corporations are taking over, and they call them NGOs, and they merge with the United Nations and run everything. Anyway, he says, last headline, Biden will merge powers of big tech and government. So there you go. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. We'll hopefully get there on Friday night if we aren't banned or censoring left and right. Anyway, good night, folks. Take care.